Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emax in his prime, hero and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Live to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 48 already. That M period, A period, N period for music, activism, news. That's the abbreviation and the acronym. As a matter of fact, for those listening live to 3342 Music, that's 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome aboard. If you wish to, you can always use the number of 646-478-0944. You've got music or commercials, send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. We'll listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. Now, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com, where we had the guest, Bikari Kitwana. You know, he was on yesterday. He was the main person who is a journalist. He wrote for and was editor for The Source magazine. His newest thing is Sweat the Technique. The Rakim story that is written as a book. Also, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter pages, Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2, or Man in the Street 13. Now, you can also Instagram Jr. Alfred Porter or Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. That's JR period, Joseph Motley, JR period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com for the newest R&B and hip-hop releases. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Your Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Web is blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. Facebook is Black on Black Crime Inc. And you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of Sheriff's Hat. YouTube page Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, and on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records. Now, let me get into da-da-da-da. Whew, I'm looking forward to this. It's the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. All right, top 10. Who's making some noise out here? Yeah. So with that being said, let's start at number 10 is Summer with Whole Lot. Number 9, debuting on Facebook, Protect Our Right to Protest. Protect Our Right to Protest. And that's an interesting event right there. For those who want to know more about Protect Our Right to Protest, it's this Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I might try to make that before the hip-hop workshop. Protect Our Right to Protest. It is at Public Square. Good news. The charges against Sidney Yoder have been dropped. But, of course, these charges should have never been filed in the first place. Unfortunately, if the current anti-protest bills pass in Ohio, these types of bogus charges will become our new normal during peaceful protest. Join us as we protect our right to protest by marching from Rebel on Public Square to the Justice Center to demand the following: the end of the criminalization of peaceful protest, the defeat of legislation in the Ohio legislature that would further take away our First Amendment rights to protest peacefully, and that our right to free speech is protected. And that is, of course, the, and I like it. I really appreciate that one. Protect Our Right to Protest. Number eight, debuting on YouTube, Black House Sounds, two new songs from Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. One hot single featuring Joseph Motley Jr. and LSD, that's Black House Sound. And the other hot song that will debut major tomorrow evening featuring none other than Joseph Motley Jr., Sheriff Kilroy, and a special surprise guest. Not going to tell you who that is yet, but it's going to be big and major. I promise you that. People will probably say, wait a minute, how did that become bigger than Sheriff Kilroy? What time it is? But anyway, number eight debuting, and that's it. Now, number seven, Facebook, the Black Talk Table, this coming Saturday. Lyrical Storm has two hot singles out. Wait a minute. She has the I'm Better and the Rob Rose tribute. And she also has, this is what's important, a performance coming about at the Vortex in Akron this week. So, of course, she's in the top 10. Number six debuting on Facebook is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 218 and other events. And that is definitely at number six. As a matter of fact, let me at least tell you a little bit about it. Just a little bit. Nothing more than a little bit. But anyway, it is happening at 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU Large Room number 136. East 22nd, you enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 2 to 6 p.m., but from 1:30 to 2, we'll have a special tribute to Mr. Milligrand, playing some of his greatest hits. You can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ Dollar Rock, tributes and hip-hop, plus Ronnie B's hip-hop workshop news, the Freestyle Cypher, and more at Cleveland State University, care of the Black Studies program, special large room number 136, plus a video premiere on a big screen, and never has a free show, giving so much free stuff away, including 10 copies of Commander-in-Chief, Plus, we'll have Joseph Ford, Ja Lyrics, and Godiva, who will be spotlighted. So that's a major thing in itself. As I look up here and I go to number 5, ooh, just mentioned it. Sheriff Curoy, what time is it? YouTube, it's on the GMS Hood Famous TV page. Said a whole lot. Number 4, on Facebook, 137 shots rally and vigil of Cleveland police killings of Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell. Usually protests don't end up on here. If they do, it's some special things like a major march or something like that going along with it, and that's what happened earlier today. The major news stations came out, 3, 5, 8. Facebook Live had 7,000 people already who watched it. You also had Fred Barkley Live group that was there. The main thing was, it was on Facebook, 137 shots rally and vigil of Cleveland police killings of Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell. This was sent, and it was led by co-organizer and activist Alfred Porter Jr. and Black Lives Matter activist Angela Y. Davis. Participants are requested to wear masks, but a lot of them didn't. Hey, if you got those shots, those boosters and everything else, even though those people are catching it too, that's just the truth. The community hosted the anniversary rally and candlelight vigil relative to the 137 shots, Cleveland police shooting deaths of unarmed blacks, Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell. An open to the public event was held at Heritage Middle School at 14410 Terrace Road. And, you know, it was the anniversary date of 137 shots, police killings that occurred the night of November 29, 2012. So this is the 8th year, but they happened 9 years ago. And those 13 police officers, yeah, that's it. Organizers said that the speakers include residents of East Cleveland and Cleveland, plus activists, elected officials, family members of people who were murdered. You had the father of Arthur Keith, whom a CMHA police officer gunned down. Issue 24 activists such as Alicia Kirkman. You had people for women's rights in other areas. You did happen to have Ward 3 Councilman. I'm the East Cleveland Ward 3 advisor for Councilman Ernest L. Smith in East Cleveland. You happen to have also had East Cleveland Councilman at Large, both reelected, Nathaniel Martin. Kevin Conwell from Cleveland's Ward 9 came through to talk about his work in making sure O'Donnell didn't take a seat on the Supreme Court. You had many others, Refuse Fascism, Letitia Powell, whose son was shot and murdered in a police habit. Done due diligence. You also had Diamond, who's the sister of Vincent Belmonte, who was shot by Pac-Man, Officer Larry McDonald, Pac-Man from East Cleveland. That's infamous, and that's sad to say that. You got Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Pure Women's Coalition, many others from hip-hop. You had Brother Shakespeare, GMS Shakespeare, I should say. You had many different people. The Boss Corazon, Angelo I. Davis, already mentioned that name. Dr. Brooks and Dr. Rice from the East Cleveland School Board. It was a surreal thing. Even the wreaths that were brought in from Hayes or Maddie B's International Flowers. That's Maddie B's International Flowers. The public archives, and you also had just so many people who were there. It was a phenomenal event. It was very, very surreal. That's all I can say. It was very, very surreal. My thing is, in watching how that went, it was strong. It was just a strong event. And as I look to see what other things are in our top 10 list. And leaving that, I go to number 3, debuting, was the debut, and they're doing it every week, but on Tuesdays, but on Facebook, the event was Jazz in the Heights with Harvey Zay, formerly of 107.3, The Wave, and he's doing a show with Voice of Radio. Number 2, moving up, all Thanksgiving events, all Thanksgiving Day events, anything tied to Thanksgiving, but there was one thing that happened, which debuted at number 1, that brought thousands of people downtown Cleveland. It was not centered around Thanksgiving. It was a couple of days after. That's Winterfest that happened last Saturday downtown Cleveland, where even on the inside of Tower City, they were showing the Christmas Story, which is well known. Even was shot on location in Cleveland and all throughout. It was just an interesting holiday event. The pyrotechnics, they had a DJ, they had line dancing, dance music, people dancing while it was snowing all around everybody. That one was a crazy scene, but that was number 1 in our top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I want to at least take the time, because I can. We lost some people. Stephen Joshua Sondheim. That's Stephen Joshua Sondheim. Sondheim. He passed. He lived from March 22nd, 1930 to November 26, 2021. American composer and lyricist. One of the most important figures in 20th century musical theater. He was Sondheim was praised for having reinvented the American musical with shows that tackled unexpected themes that ranged far beyond the genre's traditional subjects, with music and lyrics of unprecedented complexity and sophistication. His shows address darker, more harrowing elements of the human experience, with songs often tinged with ambivalence about various aspects of life. He started his theater career by writing the lyrics for The West Side Story in 1957 and Gypsy in 1959 before becoming a composer and lyricist. Sondheim's best-known works include A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, 1962, Company, 1970, Follies, 1971, A Little Night Music, 1973, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 1979, Merrily We Roll Along, 1981, Sunday in the Park with George, 1984, and Into the Woods, 1987. Accolades include 8 Tony Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Tony in 2008, an Academy Award, 8 Grammy Awards, a Pulitzer Prize, a Laurence Olivier Award, and a 2015 Presidential Medal of Freedom. He has a theater named for him both on Broadway and in the West End of London. Sondheim wrote film music contributing Goodbye for Now for Warren Beatty's Reds in 1981. He wrote 5 songs for 1990's Dick Tracy, including Sooner or Later, Always Get My Man, sung in the film by Madonna, which won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Film adaptations of Sondheim's work include West Side Story, 1961, Gypsy, 1962, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, 1966, A Little Night Music, 1977, Gypsy, 1993, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, 2007, Into the Woods, 2014, West Side Story, 2021, and Merrily We Roll Along to be announced soon. So there you have it. Also, Virgil Abloh, Barrier, he was a barrier-breaking designer, dead at 41. His expansive approach to design inspired comparisons to artists, including Andy Warhol and Jeff Koons. For him, clothes were totems of identity. Virgil Abloh, the barrier-breaking black designer whose ascent to the heights of the traditional luxury industry changed what was possible in fashion. died on Sunday, just yesterday in Chicago, after a 2-year battle with cardiac angiosarcoma, a rare cancer. He was 41. His death was confirmed by his family. The artistic director of Louis Vuitton's menswear, as well as the founder of his own brand, Off-White, Mr. Ablow, was a prolific collaborator with outside brands from Nike to Yves, and a popular fashion theorist who's expansive and occasionally controversial, approach to design inspired comparisons with everyone from Andy Warhol to Jeff Koons. Mr. Blow transformed not just what consumers wanted to wear, bridging hypebeast culture and the luxury world, but what brands wanted in a designer and the meaning of fashion itself. For him, clothes were not garbage, but fungible totems of identity that sat at the nexus of art, music, politics, and philosophy. He was a master of using irony, reference, and the self-aware wink, plus the digital world, to recontextualize the similar and the familiar and give it an aura of cultural currency. Everything I do is for the 17-year-old version of myself, his wife quoted him as saying in an Instagram post. He believed deeply, she wrote, in the power of art to inspire future generations. Virgil was not only a genius designer, a visionary, he was also a man with a beautiful soul and great wisdom. Bernard Arnault, the chairman of LVMH Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton, said in a statement. So he was very, very influential at the young age of 41. A workable workaholic who maintained a punishing schedule and moonlighted as a DJ and a furniture designer, Mr. Blow nonetheless seemed to glory and glorify in having his fingers in as many pies as possible. Indeed, he referred to himself not as a designer, but as a maker, an acknowledgement of his own omnivorous creative mind. And so just last July, he had been promoted to a new position within LVMH that would allow him to work across the group's 75 brands, making him the most powerful black executive in the most powerful luxury group in the world. It was a non-traditional job for a non-traditional personality who was more interested in carving a new path in an old industry than following in anyone's footsteps. So, they said that Virgil was incredibly good at creating bridges between the classic and the zeitgeist of the moment. Michael Burke, chief executive of Louis Vuitton, told the New York Times when Mr. Blow was named to the luxury brand. Ikram Goldman, the owner of eponymous Chicago boutique, described him as a hero. So he was born in Rockford, Illinois on September 30th, 1980. Ghanaian immigrants and grew up immersed in skate culture and hip-hop. And he didn't formally study fashion. He studied civil engineering at the University of Wisconsin, Madison, and received a master's degree in architecture from the Illinois Institute of Technology. His mother was a seamstress, and she taught him the basics of her trade. So the thing is, who knew a lot about that man? So that's why I spent more time on him, because you never heard much from him. You didn't. Let me at least let people know that Alassi, vice president of Fathers Lives Matter, her grandfather passed last Friday morning. Major Taps, who's no stranger to this radio program. Well, she's called in before, but Major Taps is definitely no stranger to this program. His father passed last Thursday night. So definitely keep them and family members in prayer. Please keep Dolores Gray Brickhouse Wellness family in prayer. Parents suffering from COVID. Her grandchildren had COVID, and she had COVID. Also, Vanessa Milton, her family, is in need of prayer. Let me look across the board. Mama Porter definitely needs prayer. I want to pray for Danielle Woods. She definitely needs prayer for some of the things going on in her family right now. going down the list of people. I just see that so many, and I want to keep justice for Katie in prayer. Their family were dealing with some things, but it looks like a silver lining is in the clouds for them. I had a good prayer session with Power Women's Own Tamaya, and things worked out for the best the past Friday. So, yeah, we're making some things happen here and there. And it's time for me to figure out what should be done next. So with that being said, I like being able to look at what should I play? Because sometimes I don't know what I should play. I don't know. But when that happens, I can stop and say, I'm going to send this out. I'm going to send it out to Danielle just because. Yep, this is Emacs the Image. Emotions.
Okay. I've been this way since I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going. That's why you know which way I'm going, yeah. Girl, I try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't want to listen to me. Now you're texting me how much you're missing me.
Emotions, emotions.
So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh?
Emotions, emotions.
So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me? Or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it out me. Emotion,
yeah.
I'm a comedian, this is my one night stand. People talking about me like I ain't afraid to say what the fuck I need to say about the family. I ain't trying to get a fucking grade. I'm looking for another fucking A. When people treat me like a game that you play. Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel, tell me what's the deal, yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel, tell me what's the deal with it.
Emotions, emotions.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
Why do you talk about me like you know me?
Is it the whole truth that you're telling?
Got the world thinking that you really showed me what I gotta do.
Who showed you?
Emotions telling you that I, the kind of guy that you can run it by. Emotions got you slipping up, cause I ain't made from that kind of cut. Jumping through the shit, jumped through the trenches, and I made it out with a few.
Emotions,
yeah, 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 yeah.
emotions, emotions.
And because it did happen, I just want to throw it out there because who would have thought it would have happened in our area, Cleveland? But protesters gathered and marched against Cleveland Clinic, a university hospital's vaccine mandates. As protesters gathered outside the Cleveland Clinic, a university hospital, on a Friday, maybe a couple of Fridays ago, days after a vaccine mandate for employees was announced at both hospital systems. Almost all of the protesters that spoke to the news said they were not clinic or university hospital employees. But there was one who was a nurse practitioner at the Cleveland Clinic, showed up to protest, Karen Suspinski. I respect my body. And I think it's your own medical right that you should be able to decline it. I want to stand up with my fellow coworkers, and I want to stand up for medical freedom. As Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals had announced maybe 3 weeks ago that they were implementing vaccine mandate to comply with the federal mandates for healthcare systems regulated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And they said employees who are not fully vaccinated by January 4th, 2020, who don't have a religious or medical exemption, can be accommodated, will no longer be able to work for Cleveland Clinic. And Cleveland Clinic did issue a statement saying, we understand that there are caregivers in our health system and the hospitals across the U.S. who oppose the COVID-19 vaccination requirements announced by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. However, these federal mandates are clear that healthcare workers must be fully vaccinated at hospitals regulated by CMS. As a health system, if we do not comply with the CMS vaccination requirements, this would have a direct and extraordinary impact on our ability to care for patients, including potentially limiting critical health services we could offer. We value each of our caregivers and are proud that the majority of our caregivers are already vaccinated. We are strongly encouraged those who are not yet vaccinated to receive their vaccine as quickly as possible so they can continue helping us care for our community. So anyway, now that's from Cleveland Clinic, but University Hospital said, getting vaccinated is one of the most important ways to protect against severe illness from COVID-19, including hospitalization and death, and to limit the spread to others. UH is required as a provider of care to Medicare and Medicaid patients to comply with the vaccine mandate issued by the federal government for health care providers. The overwhelming majority of our caregivers are vaccinated against COVID-19. We encourage those who remain unvaccinated to receive their shots. Throughout this pandemic, our caregivers have continued to rise in occasion to serve our community, our patients, and to take care of each other. So anyway, that is one of those things that happen. For those who look at different signs, I appreciate it. A lot of this stuff was foretold. No matter what, it was foretold. It just was. As I look through here, before I do anything else, I would like to say that I want to get rid of this particular news story that had been lingering, as there was a tough punishment recommended for a Cleveland judge by state disciplinary attorneys. State disciplinary attorneys are recommending the Board of Professional Conduct and the Ohio Supreme Court to suspend a Cleveland municipal judge for 2 years for several alleged violations, including ignoring a directive in March of 2020 to stop holding hearings because of the pandemic. Officials with the Supreme Court Disciplinary Council accused Judge Pinckney Carr of violating multiple rules of professional conduct, including not wearing proper attire on the bench, holding hearings without a prosecutor or defense attorney present, making jokes and berating defendants, and filing fictitious paperwork with the court. Both sides filed briefs with the Ohio Board of Professional Conduct, with recommendations on a discipline. Recommendations on a discipline. The Judge Carr's attorney is asking for a 2-year suspension from the practice of law fully stayed, meaning she can continue to practice law as long as she has full and complete compliance with her mental health regimen and gets additional hours of continuing legal education in the area of professionalism. State disciplinary attorneys, however, disagree, saying she should be suspended and no stay granted. When the panel considers respondents' additional misconduct, including the illegal and coercive tactics that she employed to collect fines and costs, her pervasive dishonesty, her rude and intemperate treatment of staff, litigants, and lawyers, her lack of impartiality, and her blatant disregard for the law, there is simply no justification for a sanction of less than 2 years and no justification for a stayed suspension. Now, they did say on March 18th, Fox 8 IT asked the judge if she issued warrants for defendants who didn't appear, and she said she did not. But the IT then checked court records and found out that she did issue more than 30 warrants. She then told the IT she did not intend to issue the warrants. The state disciplinary attorneys referred to the Fox 8 IT interview in their brief, saying Judge Carr abused her authority by issuing arrest warrants for unsuspecting defendants who had been instructed not to appear in court. Rather than admit her misdeeds, respondent consented to a Fox 8 News interview and proceeded to calmly and blatantly lie about issuing warrants for people who didn't appear in court. In fact, immediately after the interview, respondent issued 20 additional warrants for people who had not appeared. It is not known when the Board of Professional Conduct will review the case and decide what, if any, discipline the judge should pay, should face Judge Picard. And I remember being out there in the past, before I was president of Black on Black Crime, being out there wanting her to get elected, joining Bill Silver, B, in the mix, because he asked us to get out there and support her. Black lady at that time, younger black lady, running for the office. If you ever watch YouTube, some of her court cases are funny as hell. They're funny as hell. They are funny in the way she sometimes talks to defendants. You might not think it's funny if you're a defendant, but the reason being is that sometimes in my 12-foot high step ladder for my soapbox, 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox, some things can be learned here. Once somebody gets in office, you have to watch them. Hold them accountable. If they're not doing what they say do or they're abusing power or other things, you don't wait for years. You immediately start pointing out, this is what they've done wrong, this is what they've done wrong, this is what they've done wrong, this is what they've done wrong. And get out there and follow through and make sure that they don't, you know, stay on or in their position. I'm looking at this because I need to. This is a warning. 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox. 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Why so short? It's just a dire warning. Be very, very careful, men's. Men's be careful. In Euclid, Ohio, this just happened in the end of October, 2 male college students were robbed in Euclid. Why? Because their double date took an unexpected turn for the worse, and police believe their dates planned it all along. It happened on a Tuesday, the week of October 29th, 2021, The students were sitting in the front seats, and it happened like at Sims Park. The two students were sitting in the front seats while their dates, two women, were sitting in the back. At some point, another car pulled up, and an unknown male got out of the car, walked up to their vehicle, pointed a gun at them, and ordered the two students out of the car. The men then got in the vehicle and drove off with the women in the back seat. The women were considered suspects in the robbery. Ooh. not kidnapped, but suspects. They were asking for help identifying the women. There's one woman. I know that anybody with any information, they were asked to call 216-289-8505 regarding the report of number 21-06345, 21-06345. Be careful. Know where you're going because you can't be set up. Sheesh. Drug dealers know it. Other people know it. You can be set up. It's just interesting, dangerous times right now. Also, for those who are watching, 10, because of the importance of it, this is a 16-foot step ladder on the soapbox, 16-foot step ladder on the soapbox. East Cleveland City Council named a law after a child who died in a police chase, a tribute that rallied residents and sought to limit the maddening number of pursuits that have divided the city, the Tamiya Chapman Law. It was passed earlier this year, which directs officers to pursue only suspects accused of serious crimes. Police officers, however, ignore it and continue to speed through the city's 3-point square miles that drivers speak of. It is a very, very dangerous thing in itself, but instead it did nothing for the East Cleveland police chases so far. But to my Chapman, those were Cleveland police officers who came into East Cleveland. East Cleveland then started doing their own chasing. But the good news is we've been sitting at the table, and when you sit at the table, you can do your best to at least try to change the situations that you're running into, because that's what you're making the attempt to do. Look, I want to stop right now and play this one hot song, The J.O., done by, Suave Gotti, the artist. Hood Famous TV GMS. So let's play it.
Kenley told me to sing it like this.
Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman, Earl Holliman would throw, Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cops. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Who is the craziest DJs?
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young. Then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up first. Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday they had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. And free birthday party kept women in there. But yeah.
But yeah, man, we gotta tell them about the babies, though. We gotta tell them about the babies, yo. We had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny and my man Joe Boone.
Craziest
they call me Cleveland Legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing, I was probably like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
I got the 1200s. It was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas next. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
Wow. That's some history right there. Wait a minute. Let's go to the phone line. I see a 216-647. A 216-647. How you doing out there?
Black Power, brother. This is Captain Sparks. Miguel Dulazid, Fred Hampton Gun Club. How you doing, brother Porter?
I am doing excellent. What about yourself?
I'm doing better. I'm finally able to get this recruit going. I told you when we talked.
Okay.
I was actually reaching out to you to inquire about the next meeting that the Black Man Army is going to have.
Oh, man. We look forward to seeing you at 5 p.m. this coming Thursday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling Avenue. Brother Ernest Harris, the former president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, now dealing with that activist convention, the Federation. So we look forward to you coming through yourself. But with the 44110 in Cleveland, Ohio. But before we do anything else, tell us about the Fred Hampton Gun Club.
If you recognize the name Fred Hampton, you know, he's one of the founders of the original Black Panther Party. And basically what we are a black militia, armed, licensed and armed, and we provide security for everybody that acts. Basically, if your organization needs security at an event, we... We just did security for Dr. Umar a couple of weeks ago. And basically, we're here to protect our people. We're here for our people. I'm going to say, once I get the chapter going here, I'm going to set up programs and stuff where we're going to have what we call give and take care of the seniors. We're going to be offering lawn care, house repair, and it ain't going to cost them nothing, but maybe some water and a meal. You know, we're not taking money from our people for these services. We're going to take care of you. You know, those seniors, they can't get out and shovel their snow, we're going to come do it for you. We couldn't show y'all how to love each other as black people in the city of Cleveland. I was born and raised here, 56 years old. I just came back home. I lived in another city. And I come back home to a war zone, and I'm upset. You know, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Really? Make it make sense to me. No. I said, well, dang, man, is the police doing the killing? They said, no, it ain't the police. It's us.
Mm. And I'm so glad you said that because I had made the remark, and it got people's attention, but it's a true remark, when I said that the Black Panthers didn't believe in the police. They believed in policing your own community. So talk to me about the importance of what you just said, please, brother.
I mean, you know, we would even do that because the fact is, you don't live where I live. You don't understand the circumstances that I live in. How can you come in and judge me and arrest me, assault me in a system that's set up against me, and you employed by the system, Mr. Cop? So you know this. You pick your shots. Our neighborhoods is the targeted throughout the country, hell, throughout the world.
We've been in an ongoing war with these people, and a lot of folks is sweet to it. So when you killing your brother or your sister, you're taking a soldier away. You're taking a vital piece of the cog away. You're doing their work for you, for them. It ain't that serious. Yes, it is that serious.
Sir, it's an honor to have you on this program because you all are necessary, and I can attest to the fact that I've seen the footage of what you do and what you all are about. So I have to say it's important.
Stone Mountain?
Yes, sir.
We've been all over the place. And a lot of people don't, you know, I didn't even know the Black Panthers were still around. It's not a movie. And here in this city, you know, like I told you, I was struggling because it's hard to find like-minded people, and I'm going to be honest with you, brother, I was getting discouraged until the last couple of days. You know, it's been a little better. I told you I'm doing better now.
Yes, sir.
From when I talked to you last.
Yes, sir.
I got a few recruits in the fire right now. You know, and I need more. You know, I come here going from scratch, so I walk around and I talk to people, you know, and I'm trying, you know, because everywhere in the neighborhood I went in, people said, yeah, we need this because they just killed such and such. I've been from miles to St. Clair and back again since I've been here, and I've heard about maybe 20 or 30 murders. Really?
Yes, sir. Really?
And
that's true.
So I left home and came back to a black war zone.
My God.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt. This is my city. And just
wow,
like it's yours.
Name.
You know, and our people, that, you know, and, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm glad to hear from you. As a matter of fact, I am so thankful to hear from you because a lot of people don't realize you have to be able to take care of your area and maintain it. With that being said, how can people become prospects to the Fred Hampton Gun Club? And I've seen even the work that you've done in our region since being home. Can you tell us how that can happen?
Okay. When I see you, I'm gonna give you a few cards, but I can't just give you the information.
Okay.
Okay. You can go to text Black Guns to 313131. Fred Hampton Gun Club. Follow the prompts that you're giving when you get in. And if you're intending on becoming a member, you must have your $25 application fee, and that is refundable if you're not accepted. Okay, you can make that clear to everybody. We don't keep your money. If my higher ups decided you're not a fit, you will get your money back ASAP. Cash, it's a Cash App thing, so if you got Cash App, you will see it on in your prompts when you go on online, you get it. And that's and the website is, I got my eyes on, excuse me.
No problem, we good, okay. Family.
Hold on.
https://linktr.ee/
all capitals
FHGC.
And you go
there,
and you will get the application, and you will get, you know, a couple of other items that you must study. Okay, and what they'll do, they're going to contact me. You tell them that if, when they ask you what city, you put Cleveland. When they ask who's the local chairman, you put down Captain Sparks or IZ.
And then they will contact me to let me know you have done the process, and you will be given, either you will be given my phone number or they will give me yours, and I'll be in touch with you ASAP.
I want to thank you very much, because history has shown us, from Rosewood to Black Wall Street, the importance of a black militia, which is so important. I cannot promote that in any more earnestness or seriousness, especially in these times.
In these times, you know, in this doctor, you will be required. I am one of the self-defense instructors, so you will learn self-defense. And I ain't going to discuss the styles over the air, but...
No, you don't have to.
And, I mean, yeah, it's important to get, if you legally can get armed, get armed. Everybody, the other people are, the Chinese got their guns, the whites got their guns, the Puerto Ricans got their guns, the Jews got their guns, and because I'm black in America, I ain't supposed to have one. Well, that's a lie.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Control a person. How do you control a person? If you take away their firearms, you can do anything you want to them, right? Yeah. I'm just saying. I appreciate you letting me speak, my brother, but I will be there at 5. I will be there.
We look forward to seeing you. And, hey, please don't be a stranger to this show. And I appreciate you. I look forward to talking to you, sir.
All right, brother. We'll do.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Black power.
Peace. Black power. Now, see, that was an enlightening. That's a enlightening phone call right there. Well, I am going to go to this phone number that just called me up. It's like all of these ones, so I don't know who it is, but we're going to find
like
out
a bunch
shortly.
Of bitches, man. And they can't show.
You?
They can't even show their face. Man.
What's going on?
All this shit without showing my face now. Y'all crazy? I really want to show my face so a female will say, hey, Carlos, you're cute. That's my main purpose.
Well, I'm glad you shared that. Thank you so much.
Now, y'all don't think I'm really who I am.
I'm not sure about that one myself, but I appreciate the phone call. Everybody has a right to their own thoughts. I wasn't too sure where that one was. They might not have even realized they were calling into a radio program. But my thing is, I appreciate you for making the attempt to call in. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. And again, I appreciate the last couple of phone callers. My thing is this. I'm thankful to be able to answer phone calls. I'm thankful for people who call in. Maybe all the phone callers who call back again next week. Include all of those ones that called in. Sometimes people don't listen to the first part of the show, but it's very important because I'm very serious. If you're at work or in a discussion or doing something different, if you don't press that one key to speak, it doesn't matter. I'm going to come to the phone line and see what's on your mind because you make the show. You definitely make the show. And I'm very, very blessed and highly favored to at least be able to deal with any and everybody who calls through. As I look at my phone line right here, I will definitely say that I appreciate you for taking the time to listen, call in. A lot of times we don't look out for each other. I'm going to go and say across cultures, across races, it doesn't matter. We don't look out for each other like we should. It doesn't matter if somebody's Catholic, Muslim, Moorish American, Indigenous, Native American. We need to be able to look out for each other because if you claim that you serve God, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, how can you claim you serve that person when you don't look out for yourself, the people closest to you, your own family, and others? You make a farce out of what you believe in. Creator bless everybody. I'm not going to keep you long. There's activities. Feel free to show up to some of them and support each other. Creator bless you. Thank you so much. Have a lot of love for everybody who listens to the program. And for those who hear my voice, just know that we definitely love you. And if at some point you don't feel love, guess what? You got to learn how to love yourself too. And then you'll be able to deal with anything from anybody at any time. Be blessed. Peace.